A little-known bank in Russia's far eastern city of Khabarovsk said Monday the long-standing dispute involving blocked North Korean funds has been put to rest. On its website, Dalkombank announced the disputed $25 million were relayed to a North Korean-controlled account on Monday. Later, the North Korean Central News Agency carried a foreign ministry statement confirming the transfer and saying the funds would be used, in Pyongyang's words, for improving the lives of our people and other humanitarian purposes. The funds transfer clears the final hurdle to North Korea's implementation of a February agreement to begin dismantling its nuclear weapons programs. Pyongyang missed a promised deadline to shut down its main nuclear facility in Yongbyon by mid-April, refusing to take any action until its money was returned. The funds were frozen 2 years ago in a Macau bank by a U.S. investigation. Olli Heinonen is the chief inspector with the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA. He is in Beijing, where he says he will fly to Pyongyang on Tuesday to get the North's nuclear pledges back on track.
So the purpose of this trip is now to go to negotiate the details on the behalf of the IAEA on verification of the monitoring and closing down of these Yongbyon facilities.
Heinonen and his team of nuclear inspectors are expected to spend 5 days in the North Korean capital. The February agreement is the result of diplomatic efforts with the North involving the United States, Russia, Japan, China, and South Korea. The first phase of the agreement obligates Pyongyang to disable the Yongbyon facility. Kim Tae-yu, senior nuclear weapons researcher at the Korea Institute for Defense Analyses in Seoul, says one of the main tasks for the IAEA team will be to ensure there is no confusion over what disable means. Kim says the term itself means make it impossible to ever restart the facility. The nuclear inspectors will have to establish a clear sequence of actions that will ensure Yongbyon will never run again, a task Kim believes will make for a very tough negotiation. International officials say more six-nation negotiations on the North's nuclear weapons programs could take place in Beijing as early as July 10th, assuming the Yongbyon shutdown is complete. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.